Look out for the bears.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Sam, I ain't never gonna be a preacher. I'm getting pretty discouraged.
Well, what's the matter, Leon? Didn't your sermons for the month get here?
Well, no, that ain't it. I can't keep ordering sermons. You know, them big-time preachers think up their own. I've been trying to, but I ain't had no luck.
Hey, come in here, Mr. Buddy. Now, maybe you can help old Leon.
Oh, I'd love to help Leon. What's the problem, Leon?
Well, Mr. Buddy, you being a music-type conductor and teacher, how do you think up that music you write?
Well, Leon, are you going to write some music?
No, I got to learn how to think up stuff so I can make up my own sermons.
Oh, yeah. Now, Leon, that's not really so hard. Now, what you do, you find something in the Bible that's pertinent for us to know, and then you can kind of go from there.
Well, what's pertinent mean?
Well, now, look, for instance, now, I got a great subject for you. I really got a good one. About people who make jokes about another person's physical deformities or handicaps.
People don't do that. Just kids do that.
Yeah, well, really? I just came from a faculty meeting up to college. Our guest speaker was bald. And the man who introduced him, if you can believe this, made two bald jokes about him.
But everybody jokes about baldness.
Yeah, now, isn't that interesting about joking about baldness? You know that joking about baldness is the only situation of joking about deformities that you'll find in the Bible?
Really?
You bet. You remember when the children started bugging the prophet Elisha about his bald head? You know what he did? He cursed them in the name of the Lord and called out two female bears, and the bears killed 42 boys.
Mr. Buddy, are you sure that's in the Bible?
Look it up, Sam. Look it up. It's in 2 Kings, 2nd chapter, verses 23 and 24.
That's a good idea, Mr. Buddy. I believe my church really likes a story about bears.
Now, Mr. Buddy, I think you're just overdoing this thing about bald-headed people. Now,
maybe so, Sam. But, you know, I'm really getting tired of everybody asking me if I have to carry my dandruff around in my hand. And, you know, they always come up with a remedy for me. They'll say, I know what can cure that baldness. Now, you take the juice of 5 persimmons, mix it with 2 tablespoons of alum, massage your head vigorously. And they always say, won't grow hair, but it'll shrink your head to fit what you got left. Mm. Yeah, and you know, the other one, they all say, and your hair kind of getting thin? That's the only reply I got for them. I say, man, who likes fat hair?
Hey, oh, hey, Mr. Buddy, when you heard that. I believe I saw a bear over yonder across the road.